From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The four Democratic candidates in next year's California governor's race debated for the first time over the weekend, and they really only had one disagreement: single-payer health care. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
This is actually an issue that illustrates pretty clearly where the four candidates stand on the political spectrum. Single-payer is fervently backed by many progressives, but could cost an additional $100 billion a year. That's assuming the Trump administration would let California use federal funds that already go toward health care programs. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom says it'll drive health care costs down, which is why it's affordable.
I think there's a lot of mythology about the cost of single-payer, that somehow we're adding on top of an existing multi-payer system, when in fact it's about reallocating existing resources and using them more effectively and more efficiently by replacing the current multi-payer system.
Former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says he supports single-payer in concept, but there's no way to pay for it.
When you're governor, you got to make the tough choices. You can't just say, I want pie in the sky, because that doesn't put food on people's tables. So what I would do is to create a public option that allows people to buy into Medicare.
Former state school superintendent Delaine Easton calls single-payer both realistic and doable.
What we're really doing is talking about, yes, slightly more in the short run, but a lot less in the long run. We're now paying for a big for-profit industry that is hosing the state and the people and is not doing a good job by the sickest people.
And Treasurer John Chung wants to phase it in slowly and carefully.
We don't have to go all in to provide all the services all at once. Let's make sure that what we're implementing, we can scale up appropriately and show its effectiveness in the program.
Beyond that, there really wasn't much disagreement during yesterday's 90-minute forum hosted by a healthcare workers union. The four Democrats all backed California's new sanctuary state law and gave full-throated support for the labor movement. But some big issues where the candidates do have different views, like education, barely came up at all. In Anaheim, I'm Ben Adler.
Find this story and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.